The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Calm. Now, Sean Defoe joins me, our political correspondent, to talk about the shock news. At 4 o'clock this evening, it came through to us that Mairead McGuinness was withdrawing her bid for the presidency. Catherine Connolly, independent candidate, has released a statement. The decision by Mairead McGuinness to withdraw from the presidential campaign has come as a shock to us all. Without a doubt, this decision could not have been an easy one for her to make. I would like to extend my best wishes to Mairead and her family at this time, and all the best for the future. If you're wondering what that is in reference to, it's the fact that Mairead McGuinness is withdrawing because she had to stay in hospital last week and says, on health advice, she is withdrawing from the race. Sean, this has blown the race wide open.
Completely. And look, all the first thoughts are with Mairead McGuinness and her family, and all the statements that are coming in. Everyone I've been talking to the last couple of hours saying that they hope that she's all right, and that the, you know, the whatever health news she got, we don't know what it is or how significant it is, but that she's able to recover from that and that she will be back fighting fit and be able to live a healthy life after that. But in terms of the race and the politics, because of course politics never really stops for anything, that's where the minds have been worrying towards. Simon Harris saying that Fine Gael's National Executive will meet in the coming days to decide what they will do next and what names potentially will be in the pot to replace her on the ballot, because she was the favourite to win this race. She was at, you know, 29-30+% in all of the polls up until now, and looked to be nailed on. And all of the other parties were viewing this, particularly Fine Gael, or Fianna Fáil rather, and Sinn Féin, in the prism of, do we have a candidate that can beat Mairead McGuinness? And now that she's off the pitch, that changes entirely.
Catherine Connolly's odds went to 11 to 10 on. And then the next, according to the bookmakers, is Sean Kelly. And Sean Kelly's name has to be swirling around again, given that, you know, he had expressed an interest in the Fine Gael nomination. But when I was talking to Shane Coleman about this earlier, he mentioned Heather Humphreys. And then I got a text from somebody in Fine Gael who said it's time for Heather to bloom.
Yeah, well, the only issue with that is Heather Humphreys, of course, has had her own health issues. And that was part of the reason that she decided to step down at the last election, and part of the reason that was given as to why she hadn't stepped forward now. Now, I don't really know, is she fully over that, where she is in her own head, but she is someone who for a long time had been seen as a potential runner for the presidency, would have an awful lot of support in the grassroots of the party in particular. And I think it is down to Heather Humphreys, Sean Kelly, or possibly Francis Fitzgerald is the other name that I've heard in the last couple of hours thrown around as potential replacements. So they're not stuck for pretty good candidates, but there's a reason that Mairead McGuinness went forward, is because they were all seen to be behind her in terms of public popularity. And then the other question, of course, outside of Fine Gael, is what does this mean for the rest of the players on the field? And the name that has been mentioned to be more than any Fine Gael candidate over the last couple of hours is Mary Lou McDonald. And time for perhaps Mary Lou to enter the stage, do what she has hinted at doing over the last couple of months, and actually go into this race. And she would go in instantly, I think, as the favourite.
Why would Mairead McGuinness pulling out have anything to do with Mary Lou McDonald putting her name in the ring?
Because it's a much clearer run for her. There was always a question, can Mary Lou beat Mairead McGuinness? And that was never a guarantee. Whereas if you look at Sean Kelly, Heather Humphreys, or Francis Fitzgerald, could Mary Lou beat any three of those? Absolutely she could. She could definitely win this for Sinn Féin, if that's where she wants to go. Of course, it's still a big if, because she has said in the past she wants to be Taoiseach. And this is sort of a tacit admission that you don't think you can be Taoiseach if you are going forward for the presidency. Because also then you have to look at Fianna Fáil. I think this guarantees there will be a Fianna Fáil candidate in the race. Micheál Martin isn't keen on any of the names that are out there, be that Mary Hannafin, Bertie Ahern, Peter Power, whoever, and is still looking. Deirdre Heenan, he's kind of shot down publicly as well. He's still looking for somebody, but without Mairead McGuinness on the pitch, you can be absolutely sure there will now be a Fianna Fáil candidate in there. But
any appetite in Fianna Fáil, or amongst the Fianna Fáilers you speak to nominate Tony Houlihan? I mean, he's kind of giving come hither eyes at them.
No, is the short answer. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, yes, there might have been. He would have been a real Micheál Martin candidate, actually, wouldn't he? Someone outside of the party who's well-respected, but an awful lot of people within Fianna Fáil and the political system in general have a huge amount of questions for Tony Houlihan over the handling of the pandemic, but also some of the other things throughout his career, cervical check, etc. So I don't see, like, I could see him being a Micheál Martin favourite candidate, but I think they know what way the wind would blow on that one.
All right. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, thank you very, very much for that. If there's any updates on what has happened, we'll bring them to you. But I'm conscious, and I know Sean very conscious as well, of speculating about somebody's personal health. And I will repeat what Sean said and what Catherine Connolly said as well in her statement. And it's that we would wish Raid McGuinness and her family the best of luck over the next few weeks and months. Obviously, sufficiently serious that she's not going to be running in the election.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.